Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Stats Idol Hour, hosted by me, Matt Big Stats Frankel. We're going to have an interview today by Dust and listen to some music. But first up, I'm playing this great song from a producer that worked with us. This is Show 'Em What You Got by Crown.
Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got.
What you got? Do we have a caller? Alright, we're supposed to have a great interview for us today. And an interview, and our caller should be coming in any second now. While we wait, let's play another song to use for some filler. This is Hotspot by Crown, featuring Tierra Mora and the MSFE crew. This song is Hotspot.
I'm ready to go.
Thank you. we're going to have an interview with Dust and possibly with Skippa today. All right. While we wait for a call, let's play another jam. All right. This next one is called Pump Up the Music. Here comes the time.
Get out of it before it gets beautiful. Hey.
Hey. So I think we have two callers on the line. Dust and Skippa. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No, this is not Dust.
All right. So
Get him on the line. Let's get him on the line right now. The man of the hour. Let's see.
All right. Well, we try to get Dust on the line. Let's talk a little with Skippa. All right. So, currently, you're multitasking and working on two albums. Your group album with one of the greatest radio hosts in the world, yours truly, and a solo album. Tell me how you go about multitasking and recording two albums at one time.
Well, it's not that hard, but you do have to have your mindset right in order to do two different albums. 'Cause they're two different topics of the songs that I'm doing on the album.
Right.
One is,
go on.
One is more club energy, talking about my life and stuff like that, and the other one's pretty sexual.
All right.
We got a caller. From the 94.
Come in, caller.
Hello.
Hey, is this Dust?
Yeah, this is Dust, man. What's up?
Hey. Welcome into the Big Stat Title Hour.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, so read some interesting things. Tell me about, before I play the song, tell me about what led up to the recordings and the experiences behind your song Testify.
Testify. Testify was a song I actually did for a music contest. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Yavez Ellis, the Street Pastor. He just had an album come out, Favor Over Fury, and he was just doing like a little contest or whatever off his song called Testify. And I only had a week left, but I did it. I did that song literally in 2 days, and I stayed up to like 4 a.m. to do it. Now, the lyric and the content is actually a perception of me going from first person to third person, but it's really all about me. But I did it where I'm testifying, but it's like I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to the world. So you could kind of relate. So it's not like, you know, it's never cool when someone is bashing themselves, you know, or it's never cool when you're bashing others. But when you make it as a scenery, as where people can relate, and it's almost like a conversation, people could kind of like sit there and be like, wow. That's why if you really listen to it, some of the I forgot what it's called, but like, you know how you're talking to a group of people, like if I were to say, we went to the mall and then we went out to eat, but I can't say we went to the mall and I went out to eat. You know what I mean? It's like it's in a disagreement. So if you really listen to the song, you can hear when I should have said something that's Paul, I left it single, and it's because it's really about me. So that's basically what that song is, and I try to keep it really truthful. That's why I say things like salvation's individual, You know, you reap what you sow, you know, things like that, you know, keep it biblical based, but, you know, really, you know, and, you know, give it a nice flow, a nice feel, and say things we probably already know, but things that need to be heard.
All right. So do we have that song ready to go up?
Two seconds
we'll be listening to Testify by Dust.
So before we get into the joint, Dust, what kind of inspires you to be an artist?
To what?
What kind of inspires you to actually make music?
What inspires me to make music is just I feel like I'm filling a void. I feel like there's a lot of music that needs to be made that people aren't making. Like, you know, whether people are playing politics or people are making music to please other people or whatever, I feel like there's a big void. You know, like we're all thirsty for a certain type of music, and every time people deliver music, we kind of fall short of that. So I'm just feeling what I feel is a void. And that kind of what's inspiring.
Okay, so who's the producer on the record?
The producer is a guy named Reggie Goku Spears. He goes to my church. He's actually a well-known jazz and blues player. If you was to Google him, Reggie Spears. So he's the one who helped me out on that.
Okay, great. All right, getting ready to get into the song. Hope everybody enjoys it.
Is the song queued up?
Currently loading.
All right. Well, Dust, let me ask you a question while we load up the song. I see that you're from Fort Lauderdale. I actually went to school for a while out in Davie, so I have some funny and crazy hurricane stories. I remember one year I filled up a bathtub with water, and my friends had me make mac and cheese sitting down on a cold grill making mac and cheese for them. So what's your craziest hurricane stories? Because we're on the West Coast, so people don't even know practically what a hurricane is. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, hurricanes can be really serious. When we had our hurricane, I don't want to give wrong information, so I'm going to say the last hurricane we had. It got to a point where we didn't, at least in my area, we didn't have electricity for about 2 weeks. So we were eating, like, raw cookie dough. Because my sister luckily worked at Boston Market, and they gave her a couple free food, you know, all that crazy stuff. So we were eating raw cookie dough. We were making hamburgers. We had like these little pine salt trees out in the back, so you know when Brussels get dry they burn easy, so we use those to make fire because we didn't really have newspaper or nothing. So we're like cooking on this little homemade grill. I mean the burgers are so messy because obviously, you know, we're not cavemen, we, you know, we're used to microwave and, you know, stovetop. So, I mean, but it was like our first hot meal. You know, we'll try to cook little ravioli. That stuff went bad. So, you know, it was really about survival. It was crazy. I would think my craziest thing was probably eating that raw cookie dough and seeing a refrigerator and freezer packed full of food that you can't cook. That's like the worst experience ever because you're looking at all this food like, yo, wow, those are great meals, but you got no electricity, and you really see the value of electricity, like where we come from as far as just technology.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it was to a point at one point where you couldn't even walk down the street because it was pitch black. So you walk down there, you know, and you could get, you're liable to get hurt, you know, because when the hurricane hit for me, we were, like, in the hood, like, you know, crackheads and, you know, things of that nature, like a bad area. So you kind of want to just stay where, you know, where you're known at. There were people walking the street, but obviously those are the people you want to be careful with, because if they're walking the street, they don't have nothing to lose. So, you know, we could kind of stay to ourselves.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to wrap up with the show with the song Testify from Dust.
Alright.
And Dust, we would like to have you back later on this week. We'll send you an email.
Okay, awesome.
So we're gonna play the joint.
Okay.
Dust. Spider-Man slinging with the web flow, sticky kid on the block, they don't even know though, hanging on the corner trying to get in where you fit in, yeah, means don't justify the end, sin is still sinning, please stop pretending, it's just a new beginning, you winning just like a loser, what message are you sending, people looking at you crazy, you can feel it in your spirit, everybody talking yet nobody can hear it, ear it, don't clear it, run with it, don't fear it, no pain, no gain, watery eyes, don't tear it. No metal, full metal, two pedals, less settle. I keep thinking, what's a flute to a bass pedal? A boot to an imitator, equals to discriminators. Actual administrator, candy now or later. Jedi to a Darth Vader, love to a sick hater. Time seems to be spinning like the world's equator. If you a man, double up, eat this, knuckle up. Crash can come in any time, buckle up. Tears in my eyes, man, this place is beautiful. My sight is on my home, so I'm focused on my view of you. To get the clue of you, I read the word of you. Yellow, gold, brick, crate, and rose, now I know it's true. I never seen it like another prepolemic. Or the way to get to heaven, asking did he really mean it. Cause they screwed to their lives like the fans to the ceiling. Heaven is my home and lives within, that's why you never seen it. What you mean it to be in it, you couldn't follow him here. It's just like the dreads with legs. Please be hollow him, the versatile with the curse tied, just to tell a lifeline, just like the dying, they lying, and you wonder why. One time for the people with faith, and homie, don't take your shoes off, this your race, embrace the taste of your place, don't fall behind, salvation's individual, and that's divine, in my mind, would you mind if I rock the boat, or stay the float, shouting out vindictive quotes, revenge is a deadly crop, you harvest what you sow, some people never lose their mind, they stick to what they know, you know, with some great hair, like an old man river, and seems to bleed out like an old man liver, it all in truth, don't be an old man fiver, and turn it all to Jesus, the old man giver. Dust, let me testify.
This has been the Big Stats Idol Hour. Dust, we will get in contact with you and schedule a follow-up.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate you guys having me.
Anytime. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I have a mixtape coming soon called Love and Hip Hop. There's no official date, but it's already done and wrapped up. We're just getting some things in place. So that should be out really soon, probably late August. So literally a month from now, I should have a body of work out.
All right. We'll look forward to it.
No, okay.
All right. I think that's all the time we got. So, and Skipper, if you're still on the line, we'll make a follow-up interview for you as well and play some of your music as well. All right. So while we wait to fade, I'm going to play some Doja Fly. He's an artist that I met a few years back when I was waiting in line at American Idol. This is Doja Fly, Pump It for Gene.
Coming to the stage. I got one homie coming. Yeah. About to get on the mic and split it open. Now, Doja Easy, for reason. Now, this is the homegirl. Speak. Kill it. Close your eyes. Don't ask the price, 'cause I told you why.